Hello, welcome to the After Effects Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about something that I think is a rather important subject that I often feel it gets passed over and not many people really think too much of it. What I'm talking about is expendable populations and forgotten populations. Now, to me, there's a difference between these two subsections. Expendable populations are the people that are the statistics on a page. You know, they're the people that were in the wrong place at the wrong time and ended up, you know, oftentimes dead. You know, they're the 100, 200 people that got in a vicious, you know, landslide that aren't going to make it out, or the 10 to 15 people that were brutally executed for their religious beliefs. You know, these are the people that oftentimes go overlooked and are used as a means to prove a point off in like a presentation or a press conference. And the later, the forgotten populations, I think, is a much larger subsection. They're the people that are oftentimes religiously evacuated. They're told they got to get out, you know, because they're a minority, because they just don't have the political backing that the majority may have. And this can lead to mass executions, to routings of whole villages, civilizations. These are the people that exist in like South Africa and Libya and Syria. These are the people that we often overlook because it's too complicated, too muddy to figure out who's wrong and what goes where and really how the whole conflict works. So they just get passed over and forgotten. I mean, honestly, we don't have to look any further than what's happening in a lot of China's Muslim populations, and they're being rounded up and executed, enslaved, imprisoned. Yeah, so that's what we're going to be talking about today. Okay, so the first subsection we're going to talk about is forgotten populations. And I want to talk about it in terms of a couple examples that are going to kind of show where I'm coming from here and kind of accentuate the point that there's large groups of people that are generally forgotten about after large-scale conflicts that occur or media coverage that is hot and heavy for a little bit. And then as people just lose interest, they just go away, which is very unfortunate. And that's why I want to bring it up to re-emphasize the point that people don't just stop existing and problems are much more complicated than initial media flare makes them out to be. So the first one I want to talk about is the Libyan Revolution. Now, in the Libyan Revolution, what happened was there was these large militias that basically sprung up. And they weren't exactly unified, right? Each one was promised different things, and they all had almost different agendas and different goals, although they were fighting for a common goal, you know, topple their brutal dictator that was, you know, had a very strong grip on the country. They did have different goals, and they had different ideas, and some groups sided with the regime, and others sided with, you know, the rebellion, the revolution. Now, when the revolution was eventually successful, these people, these militant groups were not disarmed, right? I mean, how could they? The new government was basically a jigsaw puzzle of these different militant groups, which now essentially became terrorist groups because they started infighting with each other. And this can be seen on the fringes of Libya, on the outskirts, where it's more rural, you know. These are conflicts are existing between these military groups, and specifically between religious groups that maybe at one point held peace treaties, like the Tuareg and Tibu, which had one that existed for 100 years, and then, you know, the war broke out and things thought they were going to get better and they didn't. Now, these two factions are fighting heavily and nobody's talking about it. I mean, this can be anywhere from 1,000 to 100,000 people that largely nobody cares about anymore because the conflict is really just too big to cover in one article. And it's and to send someone over there and make a story that is compelling and interesting and going to spark a movement is much more complicated and far too difficult than most people are willing to put on or even give the time of day to look at. Now, if it wasn't for the media outlets and docuseries as such, like the ones produced by Vice, things like this would go completely unnoticed. So it begs the question of, what is it happening out there that is not being documented? You know, what can't we know? And if these are the things that are being documented, if these are even the tamer things, I can't even imagine what the more unforgotten, the more fringe parts are actually happening. So the next example I want to talk about in this forgotten population subsection is the Myanmar massacres. Now, to give some background on this this topic, basically what happened was a Muslim population is essentially existing and still existing in a largely Buddhist nation of Myanmar. Now, the Myanmar Buddhist population claims that the Muslim population are largely immigrants from Bangladesh and that they are in fact terrorists and that they are coming over and causing havoc. However, this mostly is not true. I mean, of course, there are a few scattered incidents. However, that's on both sides. But the government is essentially claiming that this population in general are terrorists and is essentially trying to route them out of the country and back into Bangladesh. And they're doing this through scare tactics such as arson, like laying their house on fire, by rounding up people and forcing them to leave, by rounding up people and killing them. It's all around a very, very, very nasty, nasty, nasty place for the Muslim population at the moment. Now, more on the massacre part. So, essentially, what happened was a group of 10 gentlemen were rounded up by the government, claimed to be terrorists. And because, air quotes here, because they could not afford to bring those men back into custody, what they did is they dug a shallow grave for them, executed them, some with machetes and others with guns, threw them in the grave, claimed they were terrorists, and then tried to cover it up. Now, obviously, that's a very disgusting thing. And if it wasn't for the journalists at Reuters, these people would be forgotten. And the routing of the hundreds of thousands of Muslims from Myanmar would almost go completely under the radar. This is the whole premise of trying to address forgotten populations, is to try and show that these people exist and that these awful travesties are happening, and that because, again, the conflict is so deep and large that it's just easier to just ignore it completely. Now we're going to finally move on to the second subtopic of expendable populations. To me, this is a important subject because not many people think about expendable populations. People like to look at them as statistics and on spreadsheets, but no one really cares about the people that these awful tragedies happen to. So I'm going to go into detail about that. Alright, so we all hear about natural disasters where people die and, you know, we write that off as, you know, 6 people dying and, you know, a landslide where there was 400 people in it. That's a pretty good number. That's a pretty good outcome, right? But those 6 people still had lives and families and neighbors and were just so desensitized to looking at statistics and numbers that we don't realize that we're just boiling human life down to nothingness. We're disassociating all the meaning and all the morality and humanity that makes us so different and so incredible to
a single digit number on a page. And that honestly is a huge tragedy to our understanding of human life and our, like, and how we value human life. Because we shouldn't be valuing human life as who survived and who didn't. We should be valuing human life as how was that life lived? And how are we going to fix these issues so that tragedies don't happen and good people don't continue to die? I mean, if we just look at the natural disaster average of number of people killed per year, it's 60,000 people. 60,000 people. And nobody really considers it. I mean, nobody talks about it. If something happens in a country, an earthquake happens, we go, oh, dang, oh my gosh, earthquake, we gotta fix it. And it gets media coverage for a couple days, couple weeks maybe, and then it's gone, poof, off the radar. And if you look at those countries, a lot of times third world countries, like Haiti, for example, we try and fix it, we do our best, and then you look at it years later, and really, it's not fixed. If you look at Haiti right now, it's still a mess. It's still a mess. And we still look at those numbers as statistics. And we don't really think about, again, the human life associated with those numbers. And that, to me, is a large loss and a large sacrifice to what makes us so great as human beings. That, in a nutshell, is the expendable populations. That is us writing off who we think is expendable and who we think is not expendable. And that's a forfeit of who we are as people and what we believe is important as people. So that's going to about top off this episode. We talked a lot about forgotten populations and what it means to live on the fringes. You know, what it means to be forgotten by most of the world after media coverage comes and goes. And if it wasn't for organizations and docuseries such as Vice and articles such as Reuters, these people would be completely forgotten. Nobody would care because there'd be no one to shine the light on them, to give them the attention that they so desperately need. And this extends into expendable populations, which we went into some detail about, and how people are quick to write off humanity and morality as just a number, as someone's whole life is just a statistic on a spreadsheet. Next time, we're going to be talking about racist AI and what it means to program something racist accidentally. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you again on the After Effects podcast.